A New York-based jazz trio called The Bad Plus got critical raves for its ability to blend jazz with the spirit and energy of rock and roll. But before The Bad Plus, there was Happy Apple. It's a trio from the Twin Cities and has also drawn widespread praise for its genre-defying brand of jazz. The two groups actually share the same drummer. Happy Apple's latest CD is called The Peace Between Our Companies. As Minnesota Public Radio's Chris Roberts reports, the group's approach to jazz grabs old and young alike.
There's little about Happy Apple that says typical jazz ensemble. The trio is named after a children's toy. The musicians wear hooded sweatshirts and stocking caps, more skate punk than studied jazz musician. But it's not just Happy Apple's image that's different. Unlike many jazz groups with one star soloist and backing musicians, Happy Apple is, as saxophonist Mike Lewis puts it, a band.
I think that what we all really love about jazz music, or you know, listening to the Coltrane or Ornette or whatever, is the sensibility of the band. You know, it's not necessarily just great players. It's a group sound, and it's something that was, you know, formed over many, many, many years, and I think we all recognize the importance of that.
Happy Apple has been together more than 7 years. In addition to Lewis, Eric Fratsky plays electric bass and Dave King plays drums. They call themselves improvisers because they think the label jazz musician is limiting. Lewis says one of their goals is to let all of their influences infiltrate their music.
We're all into so many different things, and I think that, you know, when you stop seeing it within a specific box, then you're free to just go and just play.
Happy Apple's music combines the improvisational abandon of free jazz with the intensity and energy of punk rock. It draws on hip-hop, 20th century classical music, Eastern European folk melodies, and American pop. Drummer Dave King says the group also has a rebellious streak.
We totally disdain the concept of what is appropriate.
King says Happy Apple refuses to adhere to certain jazz protocols, especially about the roles musicians are expected to assume in a group.
Where the bass and drum do this and the horn does this, or the all those prejudices that sometimes follow lineups in jazz, whether it be the piano trio or the saxophone trio. We're not a saxophone trio. You know.
On stage, the musicians resemble a whirlwind, with King at the vortex. In the studio, the trio's a little more restrained. Bassist Eric Fratsky says on the new record, the band displays more of a willingness to let the music breathe. He thinks that reflects a growing maturity.
It's kind of a nice thing to see that happen. You know, we're getting a little bit older, and, you know, we're not 21 and you want to just the whole time. But we still have that in us. You know, you get in front of a crowd and you're always going to have a little bit of that. But we're not afraid to really take our time and kind of sculpt certain pieces of music.
Thank you. Happy Apple has also defied convention in its choice of venues. It's just as comfortable performing in rock bars. Two of its members come from rock backgrounds. Minneapolis Star Tribune jazz critic Tom Surowiec likes the fact that the musicians don't just play in jazz clubs.
I think that's a good thing because the jazz audience is very loyal, but it's also pretty ghettoized. These guys are shooting to reach a wider audience and bring in the kids.
Among those kids is 15-year-old Owen Nelson. He plays in a Minneapolis jazz quintet called The Eggs. Nelson is a huge Happy Apple fan and says the group doesn't just attract a younger audience because of its rock influences, but also because of its stage presence.
The energy that they give off to the audience, it's amazing. And also they sort of goof around, if you know what I mean. Like, they'll play riffs off other songs that younger people might recognize and stuff like that.
For the musicians in Happy Apple, maybe too much has been made of their teen appeal. Saxophonist Mike Lewis.
We're not trying to cross over. We're just getting up there and being as honest as we possibly can with our musical experiences thus far and what music that brings out of us. And I think that's what attracts people.
Jazz critics across the country have heaped praise on Happy Apple. Drummer Dave King is careful not to take it too seriously. He says Happy Apple's music has something for everybody.
There's intellectual meat there if you want it. There's emotional meat there if you want it. It's an experience that can be uniquely yours, and you're not necessarily being looked at by the people doing it like we're doing you a favor, you know. Mm-hmm. That's been a thing that we've always wanted as audience members, and now when we're on stage, we want that for the audience.
Dave King and the other members of Happy Apple will be trying to give that to Minneapolis audiences tonight when they perform in a festival honoring one of their heroes, free jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman. For NPR News, I'm Chris Roberts in St. Paul.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.